It's always been a pleasure. It's been a number of years now that we have had the combined North Hills Middle School Orchestra from various grades. We used to have the elementary school orchestras as well. And we've always suggested that it might be fun to get an ensemble of students together. And we've done just that for today. They will do some solo pieces that are relatively short, and then some longer pieces. We will begin with violinist Colin, who is going to play a piece I suspect you'll recognize. Take it away. Wasn't that beautifully done? And we have some parents here. You're welcome to applaud if you want. And I mentioned a solo, but that was actually a duo. And we'll talk to both of the players. Colin, tell me a little bit. First, tell me the song you chose.
I chose Shut Up and Dance.
And any particular reason, or was that simply assigned to you?
It's fun to play.
It is fun to play. What else do you like to do in addition to playing music?
I like to play more violin, mostly.
That's great. So, because sometimes people do lots of different things. What do you like about playing the violin in particular?
It's fun. I like the sound.
How long have you played?
3 years.
Was it hard to learn?
Yeah, it was.
What advice would you give to somebody who might want to play but is having trouble getting started?
You have to learn how to read notes.
That makes sense. Who is playing along with you?
Hannah.
Well, let's meet Hannah now. Hannah sounded great. And I have to find the right route. There are a lot of microphones here, and I don't want to topple any of them. Hannah, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thank you. Tell me a little bit about your musical journey.
It's been a lot, really. Like, I've been playing for 4 years now, and it's been a really fun journey learning through and getting improving.
Are there other things you enjoy doing beyond music?
I really like to find new hobbies every now and then, but not really particular.
And you are playing the cello. How did you discover your connection with the cello?
I first just went to see how every other instrument sounded, and the cello just really pulled me in by their sounding.
Makes sense. And I'll ask you the same thing. If somebody is learning to play the cello or really any instrument, you're very accomplished. Do you have any advice?
You definitely want to practice. Even if you're unmotivated, it will definitely get better once you're finally getting the hang of it.
And do you practice every day, or how often do you practice? Every day might be a bit much. I'm just curious.
I practice when I really feel motivated, but I hope to get practicing a lot.
That makes sense. Well, thank you. The next song, I think, will feature Marlo Powell on violin. Do I have that right? And let's see, Adagio and Allegro by Benedict Marcello. Do I have that? I don't have that correct.
It's a solo.
Okay, it's solo. So, well, you know what? I'm going to find Margo and just, are you Margo?
No.
You're Margo. Marlo, got it. Okay. It's all going to come together. Who plays next? I'll just ask. You play next? It's all coming back to me now. Tell me what you're going to play next, Hannah.
I am playing Adagio from the Sonata in E minor.
Excellent. Here is Hannah this time playing solo. Absolutely beautiful. And that was Hannah. I want to come back and ask you, when you play those, you know, where the notes rapidly change, what do you know? Does that have a name, and is it hard to do?
That technique is called a trill, and it might be hard once you start learning it, but you can definitely get the hang of it with some practice.
Yeah, you looked like you were really enjoyed playing the whole piece, but you very much looked like you owned it. You were in control of it as you played. Do you feel that way now with that piece?
Sometimes, if I think I'm playing good.
Well, you played extremely well. Now, I understand my decoder now of who's playing when. And before I tell you who's playing next, I want to encourage you, if you're listening, maybe a family member listening at home, if you would like to text us with a message for anybody, you're welcome to. The number is 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975. 5. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade, and I think Nora, sitting next to Hannah, is next to my right.
Yeah.
And what are you going to play?
I'm going to play Allegro from the Sonata in E minor.
Here is Nora with that. That was beautifully done. And from Nora, who will be 13 in a week, I understand. Tell me about your history with the cello.
I've been playing the cello for 4 years.
And is it the first instrument that you played, or did you play something else before it?
Cello is the first instrument I played, but I also play other instruments.
What else do you play now?
I play the piano, guitar, and ukulele.
Wow. What kind of music do you play on those other instruments?
All different sorts of music.
Like, do you write your own songs at all? No. Well, you're really accomplished. And I should have asked everybody who's played so far if you had any shout-outs or hellos that you want to pass along, and I neglected to do that. So let me do that right now. Do you have any?
My dad and my family.
Excellent. And let me backtrack also to Hannah, who's right here. Any shout-outs?
My parents and Nicole Myers, who's been teaching me for the past few years.
She is great. And I'm going to go back to Colin for the same reason. Somehow that slipped my mind. Any shout-outs?
My parents and my tripo teacher, Mr. Cook.
Excellent. Tripo is Three Rivers Young People's Orchestra. We still have a few more selections to go, but I need to... I encouraged you before to send in some notes. Mrs. Craig wrote, great job, Nora, and happy early birthday. And Mrs. Craig, oh, this is not from Mrs. Craig. Is it Leah or Lee? Lee? Or Leah. Tell Leah her Aunt Amy and Uncle JR are so excited to hear her play this morning. Who are they?
My aunt and uncle.
Well, yeah, I guess. Where do they live?
Up north.
Okay. Well, they we're happy to send a message. We have a few more. Sending our love and encouragement to Marlo from her cousins Isla and Noah. That's nice. Do you want to say hi back?
Hi.
And I'm navigating all these messages. I know there were a couple more, and then I'll stop. Mrs. Craig said, great job, Colin, and good job on sight reading to Hannah. And I think I got them all. I'll double check as we go to the next selection. You can send us a text if you would like to at 412-321. Check that. 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975. Now, our next piece is going to feature Isabel. If I'm understanding, do you see all these notes I have to look at? It's hard. It should come with a magnifying glass. I like your earrings.
Thank you. Very nice. My dad, he's a targeting officer. This is what they use in the Air Force as symbols as a locked on target. So
I thought maybe he was a pool player or a percussionist. They're triangles and they're really nice. They look like what you would rack the pool balls up with. I knew they weren't that. Yeah. What are you going to play?
I'm going to be playing the piece Mummers or Dance Grotesque by John Morrill.
Excellent. I'm excited to hear you play, and here we go with Isabel. That was Isabel. And Isabel, do you know somebody by the name of Wyatt?
Yeah.
Wyatt just sent a text message saying that he's proud of you. Who is Wyatt?
Wyatt's my boyfriend.
Oh, how nice. Do you want to say anything back? I won't listen.
Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you, Wyatt, for listening. It was fun to hear you play. I especially liked how you went from the bow to the plucked notes. Do you like lots of different kinds of music?
I do, yeah. I love all different sorts. I'm in a jazz band at school. I do marching band. I'm in like the orchestra at school. I love all sorts of different music.
I had a feeling you might like jazz because of the way you were running the fretboard there. What do you play in the marching band?
I play mellophone in the marching band, which is a marching French horn.
Yeah, that's not an easy, no instrument's easy to play, but that, at least I always thought, was a tough one. When does band camp start?
Band camp starts, it's 2 weeks at North Hills. It starts from the 27th of July, and it goes until the 8th of August or so.
Yeah, are you looking forward?
Yes, I am. Bandcamp is one of my favorite experiences.
Yeah, it was for me, too. Any shout-outs, Wyatt, shout-out to you. Anybody else?
I'd like to shout-out to my orchestra teachers, Mr. V and Mrs. Craig. Mr. V, he got me started on the bass, and Mrs. Craig showed me like the basics of music, and she really, they've both been with me through so many different things.
Excellent. And now, coming up next, remember about... earlier today, I mentioned the name Marlo, Now, finally, we have Marlo and Lee playing together. Do I have that right? We'll have a violin duo. And let me turn to Marlo, right? Oh, I've got, I can't, I'm from behind here. What are you going to play?
We're going to play Conquistador by Deborah Baker Monday.
And I'll talk to both of you after you play. Now we've got Marlo and Lee. Nicely done. The team of Marlo and Lee. Marlo, do you have anybody you'd like to give a shout out to?
I have a shout out to my private teacher, Julia. Thanks for teaching me how to play this song.
That's a good shout out. Teachers are really important to not only show you things, but to kind of give you some accountability. You know, I'm sure she wants you to practice in between lessons and things. How about you?
Mine is also to Julia and Mrs. Craig.
Excellent. I have a lot of messages. The group is going to play one all together in a moment, but let me first remind you that you're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio. They're coming in as a as I speak here, so give me just a second to make sure I don't miss anybody. Let's see, Hannah, your performance in both the duet and solo is very well done. So proud of the progress you've made in 4 short years. And that's from an 814 area code. I don't have the name, but if you know somebody in northern Pennsylvania, that's who that's from. And this one is from Mom and Dad, Amos and Miles. Ringing a bell to somebody, I hope. Congratulations on your first radio performance, Nora. Can't believe you played at Heinz Hall and got on the radio at age 12. We're proud of you. And that's a wonderful message. And here, you'd think I'd be better at this. I keep bringing up the same messages here. For Colin, great job, Colin. Atlas's ears perked up listening to you. He still misses you, and that is, well, from Atlas, and also, well, who's Atlas?
Oh.
Sounds like a dog or a cat.
Yeah, I think a cat.
Well, Atlas's ears perked up as you played regardless. And so that's one more. Let me just get a few more in here. Great job, Marlo and Lee from Mrs. Craig. And Susan is listening with Atlas. And please tell Lee she's making Auntie Lindsay's music teacher heart happy. Does that make sense? Yes. Anything you want to add to that?
Thank you.
So happy, so proud. And I think I've gotten for Marlo from Emmy and Pappy. We're proud of you. And great job, Belle, from Mrs. Craig. I'll double check once I'm back in the studio, but I think I got them all. Now, before your last selection, did anybody want to do a shout out that they forgot to do or want to say anything that you didn't get a chance to say? Oh, I'm glad I asked.
Shout out to my private teacher, Miss Nicole Myers.
Nicole Myers, she's great. Nicole, anybody else? Okay, who can tell me what, I'm gonna pop over to you. What's the last selection?
We are playing Dragon Hunter by Richard Meyer.
I want to thank you for being here today, all of you. There's school probably let out just last week, right? And it's nice that you're here representing your school, even with school out. So thanks for being here. All of the students here are from North Hills Middle School or High School in one case, and they're ready to play now. This is Dragon Hunter. Thank you. Congratulations. Those are students from North Hills School District. Thank you for being with us today.